Hello, I am Manas Saran, Program Manager with Azure Backup Team. In this video, I will give you a brief overview of how to enable and leverage security features provided by Microsoft Azure Backup Server to protect hybrid backups. Cost of security breach has been increasing. Increasing number of customers are hit with security issues. There is a strong need to protect backup data against such threats. Microsoft Azure Backup Server now provides strong security mechanisms to guard against such attacks. First, let us look as to how to enable these security features using Azure Portal. If you are creating a new recovery services vault, these features will already be available for you. However, if you want to upgrade your existing vault to these features, you first need to log into Azure Portal and navigate to Recovery Services Vault. This shows the list of Recovery Services Vault. Now let's type in the vault name to search for the relevant vault. Once the vault dashboard appears, navigate to Properties under Settings and select Update under Security Settings. This opens Security Settings blade. Here, you need to select if you have enabled Azure Multi-Factor Authentication and then select Enable button for security features. You can go through the table below to learn more about these features and then click Save button on the top. This ensures that your vault is now upgraded to leverage all the security features for your hybrid backups. Once this is done, let us talk about how these features can be leveraged. Let's navigate to Microsoft Azure Backup Server to perform critical operations like changing passwords or deleting backup data. For the same, I will click on Online in the Management tab and click on Configure in the top ribbon. Now click Next in the Configure Subscription Settings wizard to reach the encryption setting page. Now either click on Generate Passphrase or give a new passphrase of minimum 16 characters and click on Finish to try to change the passphrase. This now opens an additional dialog box asking me to enter security PIN. If I enter any security PIN, this operation does not proceed. It does not allow me to change passphrase or delete backup data. To get the correct PIN, I need to log into Azure Portal using my Azure credentials and then navigate to Recovery Services Vault. This layer of extra authentication ensures that only valid users can perform critical operations on backup data and provides a strong prevention mechanism against attacks targeting cloud backups. Also, after these operations are successfully complete, you will also receive email notification about details of the operation for timely alerting. And last, but most importantly, even if backup data is deleted, Azure Backup would retain deleted backup data for 14 days and also maintain minimum number of recovery points, ensuring recovery of your data using any old or new recovery point. For more details about this feature, please refer related links and additional content section of the blog. Thanks for watching.